You're listening to Wholesalinging, episode number 1430.
You don't have to be right. At the end of the day, this is a conversation starter. They sign it, they send it back. We still negotiate. I make mistakes all the time. You don't have to be perfect. And I'm saying this directly to anybody listening to this, guys. Like, you never have to be perfect. Done is good enough. Progress, not perfection. Just get started. Like, doesn't matter what you look like, what the letters look like. Doesn't matter if you have an LLC, a bank account. I don't care.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Welcome to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast. I'm your host today, Brent Bowers, and today I've got Cody Doan. He is going to talk about how he has recently left the healthcare industry. This guy was making $17,000 a month traveling, and he's actually a traveling nurse. Here's the thing, he was away from his family for 8 nights a week. That's crazy. Like, that's hard to have a good marriage and to be able to see your children being gone 8 nights a week. And he replaced that income with land investing. Cody's going to walk you through one of his best deals and also talk about, you know, one of the worst things that's happened to him as well in this land business. Rhino Nation, I am super stoked to share this podcast with you. I hope you enjoy. Cody Doan, welcome to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast. How are you today?
Brent, I am fantastic, as always.
Man, I'm excited. I've been waiting for this one for a long time. I've already got the victory bell over here warmed up for you, but I've been waiting to chat with you on the Wholesaling Inc. podcast for a while. So, you know what? Before we do that, before we get into it, you know, in 30 to 60 seconds, give Rhino Nation a little background about yourself.
So it basically started, I was in healthcare. I was a paramedic for 10 years. And then I got into nursing. I was doing ICU, ER nursing. Then I did COVID ICU and travel stuff. And it just got to a point where I was like, this is the golden handcuffs, as I've heard you guys talk about a lot. Like, the pay was great, but it was a grind. It was horrible. When I was traveling, I was doing 8 night stretches. So I'd work for 8 nights and then travel, you know, 2.5 hours back and 6 days off, flipping back. And yeah, I was just like, there has to be more out there. There has to be something else.
So you were away from your family for 8 nights straight, and then you had a 2 hour travel back to your family? Mm-hmm.
Yep. 2.5 hour trip back. And then it was bad. My sleep was terrible. My cortisol was through the roof. Like, just, yeah, it just took a toll. And so I was actually in the middle of a rehab on a house that I was going to Airbnb just through YouTube. I was like, sweet, I'm going to start Airbnb. And then you popped up on that podcast that I was listening to. And I was like, man, who is this Brent guy? He's just selling land. I was like, fine. So then I reached out and, you know, we kind of got acquainted. And yeah, that's pretty much the backstory. That's how it all started.
Yeah, man, that's really cool. And, you know, I could really relate to your situation, your story that you're telling me when we first talked, because I was in the military. And funny thing is, 5 days ago from today marked the 6 year mark that I got out. So I haven't had a real job in 6 years. And it's been like a blink of an eye. Honestly, it's flown by so quick, but I was always gone. You know, I didn't have kind of consistent, like, I was gone for a couple weeks and then 1 week and then back for 3 weeks and then training for a third combat deployment. And sometimes we leave for 6 months. Sometimes it was 9 months. Sometimes it's a year. And it was just hell, pure hell on the family life.
Yeah. It's terrible. It rips you apart. And, you know, it was a lot, you know, honestly, being in those critical care situations. Come to find out, there was a ton of trauma and PTSD stuff that I had from years and years and years, especially like during COVID and, you know, all of that, to where I was like, I need out of healthcare. Like, it got to the point where I was like, I need to go collect shopping carts at Walmart if that's what it takes. Like, I need something. I need a change.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah. And
what's life look like today, you know, now that we've gotten through all that?
Life today is absolutely incredible. Like you said, 6 years, you haven't had a real job. We moved in July, late July. So I pretty much quit then. I didn't get to, you know, serve my notice, hire the band, flip the desk over, you know, tell my boss I'm done. I was just like, I still have all my certifications and license, but I was like, you know, I'm done with this. I don't want to do this anymore. So got down here, kind of went through hunting season. You know, I went on quite a few hunting trips through the fall. And then around November, I picked it up and kicked up the land thing pretty hard. So I bought into the land sharks. I think you and I got hooked up about a year ago. At that time, I was like, all right, here we go. I'm going to do it. I mailed 4,500 LOL letters. I overshot it, messed it up. So, I mean, I probably got 300-400 phone calls from that first mailing.
Wow.
Yeah, it was nuts. But yeah, I just didn't have the bandwidth at the time. Like, it just literally just phone ringing, texting nonstop. And yeah, I was working 8 nights and trying to juggle all that stuff. So as soon as my life calmed down, I was able to get some ducks in a row, picked it back up. And from about mid-November until now, I think I'm sitting at, I think I put 22 lots under contract.
Wow. And guys, just so anybody's like, we're filming this in January. So December, so in like 2 months?
Yeah. In about 2 months, yeah, I put, yeah, I think 22. So some of those were from that previous mailing. I think I got 5 deals out of that. And then the rest of them have been recent since November, since my most recent mailings.
So 5 deals in the last 2 months on 4,500 land offer letters. And I love that you said you overshot them. I assume that means you probably overpriced the land. You offered too much.
Yeah. I mean, these were like $2,000 lots, and I was sending out $7,000 offers in some situations. So, I mean, these people are calling me, and they're like, absolutely. Like,
yeah,
you know, I signed the letter. Like, where's my money?
Did you send a wire or was it cash? Like, they think they got a sucker on the line, and it happens. It happens so often. I still overprice. Sam, my acquisition manager, he'll overprice from time to time. He's really good at it, actually. He does it less than I did. And Jose Atencio was sharing on the support call on Tuesday. He offered $135,000 for a parcel of land. He bought that parcel for $37,000 or $32,000, one of those two numbers.
That's awesome.
So he accidentally offered $135,000, ended up paying $32,000. I think he made like a $10,000 or a $15,000 profit on him and Steve Mallory. They did that deal together. But you don't have to be right. At the end of the day, this is a conversation starter. They sign it, they send it back. We still negotiate. I make mistakes all the time. You don't have to be perfect. And I'm saying this directly to anybody listening to this, guys. Like, you never have to be perfect. Done is good enough. Progress, not perfection. Just get started. Like, doesn't matter what you look like, what the letters look like. Doesn't matter if you have an LLC, a bank account. I don't care. I've got a lady and she's Canadian. She's in Canada. He's like, Brent, I'm waiting for my LLC. And I was like, use your name. I don't care. Get the letters out. Like, come on. Exactly. If I need to buy that thing for you, let's do it. So just take action. And golly, man, you took action, Cody. So five deals. Like,
that 5 deals was just for my mailing from basically a year ago. And then I mailed the same area again, and I put together 17 more.
17 more deals. Oh, yeah.
So for a total, I have 22. So I ended up, I mean, they're not all perfect. Like, I just took, like you said, I was like, I just need action. So I just took massive action. Anything I thought that was a deal, I was locking up. And then I found, using your strategy, I found the most incredible land specialty realtor I've ever seen or heard about anywhere. Like, she is absolutely phenomenal. So
that'll make or break you. I appreciate you saying that. That makes me feel really good, because when I first started out, I was selling a lot of these myself on Facebook and Craigslist and signs and neighbor letters and calling cash buyers. When I figured out that I can just go and buy land that's in demand and have a land specialist real estate agent, that took off so much work off of my plate, my team's plate. And now I just get calls with the offer and I'm like, I love it. And we always counter. No matter what, we always counter. Like, take that as a strategy. Like, we always counter offer. And it's like, then the buyer feels like they're negotiating. They didn't leave anything on the table. And usually the deal gets done. We actually just had one canceled this morning, so that sucked. But it wasn't like a home run deal. It was a base hit. It was going to keep the power on, basically.
Yeah. Well, and you lost that one. But like, just yesterday, Debbie's her name. We had a lot that I put under contract. It was an infill lot, but it failed its perk test. And we were under contract with a builder, failed the perk. And so, I mean, anybody else would have washed their hands of it and said, we can't do anything. She went out and found another builder lined up the adjacent lot that she knew that that owner would probably sell. And she was able to sell them both as a package deal. She salvaged the deal for me. And I'll make probably $3,500 on it. I mean, it's not great, but it's better than dropping a contract.
Heck yeah, so, that's amazing. I mean, how much time do you have involved in that deal?
Probably about 10 minutes.
10 minutes to make $3,500. And did you have to go into an office somewhere 2 hours away, or are you doing this from home?
No, actually, you know what? I did that deal over New Year's Eve. So with my fancy schedule now of no healthcare, I just grabbed the kiddos and we rolled out and went and saw family and friends for 4 days and just did a little mini tour. And I locked that deal up while I was at a friend's house.
That's
just
amazing.
Yeah, getting ready to make dinner. And I was like, oh, yeah. Guy texted him back and forth and called him once. And then I sent the APN to my realtor and she's like, this is what I think we can do with it. And I was like, cool. Locked it up. Told her, sent it to the title company. Done. Like, that's it.
Man, that's incredible. I want to know, how does your wife feel? Is she happy you're home, or is she like, hey, Cody, can you get an office somewhere and get out of here? Like, I'm tired of seeing you so much.
No, it's actually really, really good. Cause I'm here for 6 days. You know, before it was such a hassle, or like where there's not school or there's some issue going on or something like that. Like, yeah, I'm here all the freedom all the time. Like it's absolutely incredible. So yeah. It's a game changer. It definitely is.
That's so awesome. And kudos to you for just taking the action and getting it done. And yeah, going back to those sick days, I mean, kids, like, we never know their schedule. They can go to bed the night before, they're good. And the next morning, everything changes. And, you know, it's usually the days that my wife's got something planned. And, you know, being a stay-at-home dad like I am now, I'm just like, well, you know what? I didn't have much going on, or I can make a quick call and it gets changed. So it's like the things we count, we take for granted. I went and had lunch with my daughter yesterday at school, you know, got to sit with her for like 35 minutes. And there was actually another dad there. And I was kind of like wondering, what does he do? You know, what is he up to type thing? Cause we were the only parents there having lunch with our kids. So let's do a deal breakdown. What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I have one that's kind of cool. So a year ago I mailed this area, and this lady, super, super nice lady, I think she wanted right around $15,000 for her info. And I was like, hey, that's too much. I can't do anything. And we'll touch base, whatever. Let me know if you need anything else. Well, things happened, like I said, that I just didn't have the bandwidth. I was finishing my rehab, doing all that stuff. So all those just got thrown in an Excel spreadsheet. And then I picked them up in, you know, that November mark. And I just reached out to her. I was like, hey, I see that you still own it. Like, are you still interested in selling it? And she's like, I get 10 postcards a week. I get all these letters. Like, I am so sick and tired of this. She's like, what will you give me? And I mean, I used PropStream. So I was able to see, you know, kind of what she had. And I was like, how about I just give you what you paid for it? And she's like, okay, that's fine. Send me a deal. Send me the contract. And so I put it under contract for $51.25 and then kicked it over to my realtor. And it was kind of a smaller lot where it was, you know, she was like, it'll fit a 2-bedroom, but I think I know some people and all of this. And she found a buyer, an end buyer, that picked it up. It's under contract. We close, I think, next week or the week after. But she found a lady who her son lives across the street, and her husband has dementia. And when she is going to build a little 2-bedroom tiny home directly across the street from her son on this lot. And I think the price ended up being 15. So after everything, I think I'm right at, like, I think I'm going to be at 7,500 for really double flows cool. And yeah, paying the realtor and everything. But yeah, 7,500 profit. But the coolest thing is like the story behind that, like bringing that lot that was off the market to that individual buyer. To me, that's really cool. So,
man, hey, here we go. Let's hit the victory bell. You know, because at the end of the day, like, the neighbor ended up buying it, but you were the facilitator. Like, you helped that seller stop receiving those those letters.
Yeah.
So she got what she had into the land. It was like a mini checking account, basically, for her.
Yeah.
That paid her back no interest. So many years later, you helped the buyers out. I mean, golly, that's incredible. The realtor sold it. So from the time you found it or I should say the, from the time you followed up with this lady to the time you got paid on it, how long did that take?
Oh, we're sitting at, yeah, probably 2 months. Yeah.
2 months.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. About 7 weeks will be, yeah, 7 weeks will be the mark.
That's incredible. How much time do you have involved in that deal?
That's another one that's probably maybe 15 minutes when you add it all together.
15 like, minutes between, to make how much money?
It'll be about $7,500.
$7,500 in 15 minutes. Cody, how do you even live with yourself? How do you sleep at night?
I sleep fantastic, actually. Yeah. I drink my herbal tea and I sleep absolutely phenomenal now. So, cool. But yeah, no, it's crazy. That's one thing that we should have talked about that I should have added up was my time expenditure for these deals. Cause it's really, there's some stuff that's a headache. Like, you know, there was one state where it was an entire wetland and in the New England area and it was an absolute mess. And I assigned that contract for zero. I mean, I took a hit on it, but I got it sold for the guy.
Yeah, so, you kept your promise. You know, you kept your commitment.
And it was a learning experience. Like that one was a little bit more time consuming, but yeah, for the most part, like most of my stuff, it's just a couple phone calls, a couple conversations, some text here and there, some back and forth, and that's pretty much it.
What's the worst thing that's happened to you in this business?
I had one that. A couple weeks ago, I locked up this lot. It's a little bigger. It's 1.5 acre infill, great area. My realtor went in and positioned a sketch, and we had the perk schedule to where she would have it perked to where a 4-bedroom would fit on this just perfectly, like absolutely incredible. Found an in buyer, went under contract with them, and then they realized that my name was just on the contract and not on the deed. And so I was in the process of doing the perk and they are having a bunch of snow and sleet and stuff like that. And then I was going to double close on it as soon as I got the perk. Well, that in buyer went to my seller directly and was like, hey, I offered 47, you know, I would pay you 42 or I don't know what the number was. But anyways, my seller was absolutely just furious that, you know, the spread. And I told him that, you know, when I started out with this, I was like, hey, I have a really good team. This is what we do. I'm going to make some money on this. If you're okay with that, like this is my business.
So you did everything right. I mean, you weren't hiding anything from this guy.
No, absolutely. And I mean, I went kind of for the go for no, you know, I offered him, I think initially I was like 13,000 and he countered at 17,500. And I was like, hey, this seems like a pretty good deal. Locked it up. But yeah, he was just upset. And as much as I didn't want to let that one go, as much as I mean, we were under contract, I had a power of attorney, all the good things. I still had, you know, 20 lots that I was dealing with and the whole thing where I was like, you know what? I'm just going to let this one go. He wanted out of the contract. So I just let it go, which kind of stung, but at the same time, learning experience. I mean, it's okay. Like it happens.
Yeah. And those things do happen. And what's amazing about your situation is you had 20 other deals lined up. I think I told you this, that happened to me about a month and a half ago, or maybe it was almost, I think it was right before Christmas, a few days before Christmas, someone canceled a contract on me just like that. And I was going to make like 17 grand on it. I did not have my buyer ahead of time though, like you did. Mm-hmm. Sounds like you had a buyer lined up already.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and so I was under the assumption that we were under the contract and with the end buyer. Well, the end buyer and their agent were like, no, we didn't initial the extension for the time of your signature. So technically that's a voided contract.
A little technicality there.
It's not valid. So
yeah. At the end of the day, we're in the business of doing real estate deals, not fighting people in court and calling attorneys. Like you probably could have held that seller's feet to the fire for specific performance. And I'm by no means an attorney. Call an attorney and ask them that. Like I'm going to stop right there before I get in trouble for talking about legal advice. But yeah, man, I did the same thing. I let that guy cancel that contract. I was ready to buy that thing. And I was going to list it with my real estate agent, going to make 17 grand, easy peasy, lemon squeezy, but he canceled. And, you know, I didn't think much about it because I was like, I'm honestly fine not buying another parcel this week because I had just bought multiple parcels that previous day. So I was looking at my cash and my bank account. I could have called a lender, which I think I was actually going to use a lender for it, but it was just like, you know what? Whatever. He doesn't want to sell to me. Yeah. who cares? Like, let's go to the next person. Like, I want the people that want to do business with me. I want that 5-star Google review or a video testimonial at the end of the day, and not that seller feeling like I held his feet to the fire. Because anybody listening to that, that's probably happened to someone that's listening, and just, you know what? Another one will come. Another deal will come. Another buyer will come. Another real estate, like, you don't have to do them all. Really, you don't.
Yeah. And, you know, it was kind of one of those things where I gave myself a minute. And then at the end of the day, I was just like, you know, I hold myself accountable. Like, you know, that was my doing. Like, I could have done things different. Okay. Learning experience, moving on. You know, I had all the other deals, and I think I've done, from what I've closed, of the 22, I think I've closed right at 12 now, I think. So I'm sitting since beginning of December now closing deals, I'm sitting at right around 40K net.
That's so amazing, man. Congrats on that.
Yeah. So at the same time, I'm like, okay, this is bad, but you know, it wasn't a make or break situation. It wasn't a dire situation by any means. So yeah.
Well, I know you're making a fortune in the healthcare business, but you were really sacrificing to do it. My only question is, are you making more in land than you were in that business?
So I don't tell a lot of people this, but I'll tell you and everyone else this. But at the peak of my travel contracts, I was making about 17K a month.
I remember you telling me that. I told my brother-in-law, yeah. He's also, both of my brother-in-laws are in the healthcare industry. I was like, yeah. Man, you need to talk to Cody. He's crushing it.
Yeah, we negotiated that sucker. But so on paper, it sounds absolutely incredible. But then you factor in just the stress and that life, and just it's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. So now, I mean, yeah, I'm doing better than that. But at the same time, like, I see my kids every day. I sleep in my bed. I work out every day.
You look like you've been working out. I can tell. Or no, this is not Zoom. This is Riverside.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, it's great. I pretty much do 75 hard every day. Like, I do 2 workouts. I eat clean. Everything's dialed. I have a routine. Like, it's absolutely incredible. Like, it's hands down, amazing. Hands down.
I'm super, super blessed to know you. Here's another victory bell for you. I love seeing you take action, man. What would you tell someone from Rhino Nation, Wholesaling Inc.? What would you say to someone that's like just trying to get started or quit their job just like you or make that transition? Like, what would you say to that person?
So I think the biggest piece of advice that I listen to a lot of different people out there that have really, really, really good content about mental toughness and hardships and all that. And there's a lady, Alex Hormozy's wife, Layla Hormozy. I just caught a clip of her one time, and she said that, I'm paraphrasing it, don't quote me on it, but that the fear of the unknown is an inch deep and a mile wide. So you're standing there looking at this water. And for me, like, so much unknown, so much uncertainty, to where all it took was just action and like fumbling my way through this. Like, my first contract that I locked up, I was actually stalking antelope in Montana with my bow. Fired up my hotspot, got my computer on the tailgate, and signed a contract. And at the same time, and then I went back to hunting. And that was the first contract I had ever signed. Internally, I was freaking out because I was like, this is so uncomfortable and so unknown. And that was just it. Like, it was just an inch deep. Like, and then as soon as I started like going through it, and I mean, Landshark's community, you're always there to help. I have a really good title company. I have, you know, all sorts of different things. I have the flow down to where, I mean, it's not, I'm not a perfect land investor here, but by all means, I've learned a lot. Like, it's been a really good experience. But yeah, just, it's an inch deep. Just take that step. Like,
and think, figure it out. And there's a lot to that. You know, fear of the unknown is an inch deep and a mile wide. We could step over an inch. That's no problem. Like, you just got to step over it. That's it. Step over that water. Wow. What a great thing to leave this. I mean, what a great way to finish this podcast to end this episode. Yeah. You heard it, Rhino Nation. We got Cody here. Go out there, take action, and go to wholesalinginc.com/land. Fill out that application and schedule a call. Until next time, God bless, Rhino Nation.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.